Test. All right. Good morning, folks. Thank you so much for coming this early in the morning. I know it's Wednesday, and we are in the middle of TechEd, and I hope that this has been a productive show for you. My name is Raul Gonzalez. I am a program manager in the Windows Server and System Center team. And part of the work that we do in my specific organization is we work with partners who are doing integration work with Windows Server and System Center. We have many of those particular work that we do this with partners. And some of them are the traditional logo implementations that you may expect, right? There is a partner who implements a particular feature or connects with the stack. But then we have some other partners who are doing extra work and go beyond that. So what I will be talking today is one of these particular works that we have done with a partner, specifically with Silect. And the outcome of this experience is the ability to basically author management packs. Before we jump into topic, let me introduce to Liz Kim, who also works for Microsoft. Liz works in the engineering team. And we have Harold. Did you catch? Sorry. So, and then we have Harold Dyke, which is CEO of Silex Software. And then we're going to have a session of Q&A, and we have some folks from Harold's team that will be presenting, specifically Paul, who will be able to answer some of the questions that may come up in this session. So, while we wait on the deck to come back. The goal for this session is to help you understand the processes that we have or the options that you have for authoring management packs. So can we have a raise of hands of how many developers do we have in the room? Can you raise your hand? Okay, excellent. So we have about maybe 20, something like that. How about IT pros? IT pros? Excellent. Perfect. This is the right session for you. It's awesome. But also for the developers. So we're doing a lot of investments in this area. And what you will see here is essentially it's a tool that will help you author management packs. But you're not required to use any coding. If you choose to write code, if you need to write code for your management pack needs, then Liz will be able to talk to you about what options do we have in that space. But I think this session will be relevant for you. Can we have a raise of hands of how many of you are working for one in particular company, as opposed to your own corporation and you need management pack for yourself? Okay, so about maybe over a third. How about consulting firms? How many consulting firms do we have? Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you so much. So as I was saying, we are going to be talking about management pack authoring. And Liz, we're going to be discussing about the investments that Microsoft is doing on the management pack space. And these are investments that we're doing in the product group itself. So if you're ready with that, then good. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So let me cover the agenda really quickly. We're going to be talking about investments, as I was saying, and then the different alternatives. So for those folks who are doing management pack and they need to write code, we're going to be discussing very briefly about what's going on in that space. And then Harold will go deeper into the MP author capabilities, and he will be showing us a few scenarios that I believe will be very relevant for your practices or for the needs of your own companies. And then finally, we'll close with takeaways and resources. So with that, Liz.
Thanks, Raul. Hi, I'm Liz. I'm a program manager on the operations manager team, and I'm responsible for all of management packs as well as their process. So let me quickly run you through some of the efforts that we are doing within Microsoft to bring in some of the changes on how you experience the quality and consistency between the management packs. Sustain engineering is probably the one that went through the biggest change in the last year and a half. We now have a centralized point of contact so that when the official Microsoft support channel raises the issue, regardless of which management pack it is, it comes to the OM team. So it will help, it will bring in the accountability and visibility so that your issues get addressed in a timely manner. I personally own the sustain engineering for all management packs, so if you have any issues that's not being addressed in a timely manner, by all means, please come talk with me at the end of the session. Common engineering criteria, some of you may already know, but it's a requirement that all Microsoft products must abide by. Previously, the only thing that was required from CEC was that you have a management pack. So the products would release these management packs just to meet that checkbox. We have now added other detailed requirements so that the minimum bar required for you to be able to publish a management pack has been raised. Simplifying the release process is an internal effort, but something that you will be able to experience in terms of the time that it takes to ship out on MP, the number of re-releases and the bug fixes that we'll be doing. It's a big investment that Microsoft is doing because just to release a management pack, there's a ton of tools and manual work involved. I mean, even for compliance, I can count at least 6 tools that they have to run through. Release schedule. Back in October 18th, when we released System Center and Windows Server 2012 R2, not only did the product release date align together, we also released all the required management packs for you to be able to monitor those products. We are working on setting the right expectation so that you will be able to know precisely when any given management pack will release. Crowdsourcing is an internal effort that we are working on. It's still very much in progress, so I won't talk too much about it. But we are working internally on how we can go and address some of the older MPs when they have some very well-known issues. With that, hopefully, you can understand that Microsoft is really making the continual effort needed. We are going through the gradual improvements so that the customer experience will be more consistent. Let me quickly go over some of the tools that Microsoft offers for you to go out and develop a management pack. We first have the authoring console within OM, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar since it's on-prem. It allows you to just write a simple management pack. On the opposite end of the spectrum, we have the Visual Studio authoring console. It's a very powerful tool. If you are a developer, this is definitely what you should be using. We brought the MP authoring capability into the application that the developers are familiar with. And if you're into writing XML, by all means, this is for you. Now, this leaves the middle space for those who want to write a sophisticated management pack, but don't necessarily want to write a code for it. previously we released Visio management pack visual for it. The goal was to address the scenario, but just it wasn't sufficient enough. And so we partnered with Silect, that I'm sure you're familiar with. They have a long-standing reputation for building tools for operations manager to really go and address and see what are some empowerment that we can bring out of the IT pros. MP Author does not allow any coding, and Microsoft has really invested and worked together on it. This is what we recommend. We are deprecating the Visio tool. And if you're an IT pro, this is the tool that you should go out and explore. With that said, I'm going to pass it on to Harold from Silect to tell you all about it and show you what the tool can do.
Yeah. Thanks, Liz. Good morning. Thank you. Wednesday morning, into the flow of TechEd. Thanks very much, Liz. Thanks, Raul. It's great to be here this morning. Thank you all for coming out nice and early to learn more about management pack authoring. My name is Harold Dyke, founder, president of Silect Software. As mentioned before, Paul Chachowski is here with me as well. Paul is also one of the co-founders of Silect. Paul is here to answer all those kind of gnarly, detailed questions about management pack, the stuff that I can answer that I'm not able to answer. So what I plan on doing this morning, what I should have done is learned how to use the clicker to advance the slides. Is this working, guys? What am I doing, Raul? So what I'm going to do, where I'm going to start is telling you a little bit about Silect Software. I'm hoping most of you have heard of Silect. Silect started in 2003. We started the company up. We've been exclusively focused on the system center market since our inception. We have a family of products that are really designed to help you speed the deployment, implementation, and ongoing management of System Center, both Operations Manager as well as Configuration Manager. Our products really help in a couple areas in terms of authoring, management, and ongoing management as well as reporting solutions. And our product family really consists of two different suites of products. For Operations Manager, we have three different products that are really designed to help you get the most out of your Operations Manager environment. We're really going to focus on the MP Author tool today, and I'm going to spend most of my time in a demonstration. I'm going to cut to the chase pretty quickly here, because I think based on profile of the audience, I think a lot of you are IT pros. I think this is a session that's really well targeted to your skill set. So MP Author is an IT pro-friendly tool for creating new management packs as well as customizing existing management packs for Operations Manager. We have another tool called MP Reporter, which helps you do some reporting and analysis of management packs. And then we have a product that I'm going to touch on towards the end of my demonstration called MP Studio, which gives you full lifecycle management capabilities for management packs. Again, all designed to help you deploy and manage your Operations Manager system more quickly, more efficiently, more effectively. For Configuration Manager, we have a family of products as well, starting with ConfigWise. ConfigWise is a reporting tool to help you report on a number of different scenarios, really supplement the SSRS reporting options for Configuration Manager, including things like patch compliance reporting, software license reporting, metering, etc. CP Studio is designed for organizations who are looking to deploy settings management within Configuration Manager, provide a full authoring and lifecycle management capability for configuration baselines for use within settings management. And last but not least is a new product that we just talked about, just announced this week, that we're previewing later on this month called SCCM Reporter. It's a completely free product that's going to provide a rich set of patch compliance reports for SCCM. So I encourage you to take a look at our website in a couple weeks and download that SCCM Reporter tool if you are running Configuration Manager. Last but not least, our relationship with Microsoft. I've had a great relationship with Microsoft. We're a gold ISV partner and have worked on a number of different engagements with Microsoft, including what we're going to look at today with MP Author. And we've really worked hand-in-hand with Microsoft and with the product team to make sure we're building a tool that really suits your requirements for authoring management packs. So what is MP Author? This is the last slide, guys, and then we're going to jump into the demo. A free product, completely free, mpauthor.com. You can go download the tool. Very simple to install. We think it's very simple to use, allowing you to create new management packs for Operations Manager. It's wizard-driven, pre-populated fields. And as we walk through the demo, hopefully you'll get a sense of how easy it is to create management packs for your Operations Manager environment. We do provide the ability to customize existing management packs as well. And we can create a number of different management pack objects. So we can configure the main things like targets, monitors, events, even some of the reports we can create using the MP Author product. So we're going to head over into a demo scenario. What I'd like to say is we're going to leave probably about 15 minutes at the end of the session today for questions and answers. We've gone through a similar event, a similar session like this with some Microsoft folks. We found it really good. It was very interactive, lots of questions. I'm sure you're going to have some questions as I walk through some of the demonstration, and we encourage you to save those questions to the end. We're going to, again, allocate a good chunk of time to help answer any questions you may have. So we're going to walk through four different demo scenarios. The first demo scenario is going to be looking at a very basic end-to-end management pack creation and deployment within Operations Manager. So it's going to be a very, very simple type of scenario where I'm going to create a management pack. I'm going to create a single target, a single discovery, and a single monitor. And so let's go ahead and jump over to the demo machine. I had a bit of a scare this morning. When I came in, set up, started the VM, started everything running, everything came to a complete crawl. So I'm thinking the demo gods aren't with me this morning, but I think maybe Microsoft released a bunch of patches last night. I don't know. I think maybe some of my systems were patching or something. So I think we're back up, and I think we're good to go. So here's the MP Author interface. Again, very, very basic requirements in terms of installing this or running this within your environment. You don't have to be connected to an Operations Manager server to be able to use the tool. So you can effectively give this tool to application owners, to folks in other, you know, perhaps outside of the operations group who may have an understanding of their application, maybe don't really know all that much about Ops Manager. This is a tool that you can give them to help them create management packs for their applications. So let's go ahead and get started. So I'm going to click on the new toolbar button to start the management pack creation process. And here we'll enter some manifest information. So this is going to be called Silec.ServiceMonitor. As we walk through each of these wizards, you're going to see a lot of the information. Virtually all of the fields in each of the wizards is going to be pre-populated. And that's designed to give you sort of a head start, maybe a little bit of guidance in terms of maybe what something should be called, and not require you to sort of think, well, what does this object need to be, or what's a good naming convention to use for a certain type of object. Here's the local working folder. So again, MP Author, no connection to the Ops Manager server at this point in time. I'm working totally independently, totally standalone. I'm working with files on my own local system. And so this is the working folder where those files are going to be kept. References. So references within management packs can reference other management packs, can leverage libraries that exist elsewhere. And we automatically add a set of references for most commonly used types of things that you're going to create with MP Author. Here is a set of references that we're going to add automatically. You can add additional references. So if you have a more sophisticated authoring scenario, you need to reference a library, perhaps in an Exchange Management Pack or a SQL Management Pack, you can add those references here. And now we get to sort of the decision point in terms of what scenario do we want to go through. Do we want to create just a shell of a management pack and manually go through the addition of monitors, targets, that type of thing? Do we want to create a single server application, which is the first scenario we're going to walk through? And later on, we're going to create a management pack for a more sort of sophisticated three-tier application that has multiple parts, so we'll need to create discovery for different aspects of that system. So single server application management pack. And the first thing we're going to do is create a target. So a target is what the management pack, how does this management pack basically find the application that we want to monitor? Within MP-Author, I'm given three choices to be able to go out and create a new target. I can do it via registry, I can do it via script, I can do it via WMI. Now, in each one of these cases, as I'll click on the use registry setting, again, very simple example, I'm given the opportunity to go out and browse a system that has that application installed. So what this enables me to do is if there are artifacts, if there are configuration settings, if there are characteristics of that application that exist on a system, I can use MP-Author to go out and browse that system, pull in information from that system to help me author the management pack. In this case, I'm just going to browse my local system. We're adding a registry. Whoops. I shouldn't have hit browse. It's probably going to browse the entire TechEd network now. Yes, it did. I'm not going to hit browse. I'm going to hit next because I'm going to browse my local machine. And now I'm going to hit browse because I'm going to open up the registry on my local machine. And this, again, this is a very, very simple scenario that I'm going to use here. I'm going to look for a Microsoft-specific registry key. It's actually part of the .NET framework. So my application is, or this management pack is going to discover an application that has this registry key. Very simple scenario. Click on next. We're going to automatically enable the target. So here again, another example of automatically populating the fields that you're going to need that the management pack requires before you move this into the operations manager environment. We'll automatically create a target for the discovery. We'll automatically create a discovery for the target. And here I can choose if I, you know, what type of expression I want to evaluate with this registry key. In this example, I'm just going to check for the existence of that particular registry key to discover the application. The discovery frequency, how frequently is the discovery going to run when I upload this up to the Ops Manager environment. Finish. And so now we're done. We're done with the first part of creating that management pack, which is creating the target and the discovery. I could have done the same thing using a script. If I had a script and wanted to run a script to discover the application I want to monitor, I could have done so. And a little bit later, I'll be showing you the WMI discovery and how we can leverage WMI and the rich set of information in WMI to help monitor and discover applications. Okay, so the next step is to define the monitor. So what is it that we want to monitor as part of this application that we've discovered? If I click on the new button, you'll see we have six different types of monitors that we can add to this management pack as part of this authoring wizard. In this example, I'm going to add a new service monitor. And we'll look at most of these other monitors in the next demo scenario that we're going to walk through. Again, I'm adding a service monitor. I'm given an opportunity to browse a system where that service might be defined to help me create this particular monitor. And now I'm browsing my local system. I see all the services that are installed on my local machine. I'm going to scroll all the way down and monitor the Windows workstation service. And I'll show you why I'm doing that in just a couple of minutes. I have some other targets and parent monitors that I can choose. So again, for more kind of sophisticated scenarios, we do give you some flexibility to dive into some of the more detailed aspects of a management pack. I'm going to automatically enable the service monitor. And for the health states for the service monitor, and typically a service is running, it's healthy. If it's not running, then you get into an unhealthy state. I'm actually going to flip this around. So just for the purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to say if the service is running, I want to create a critical health state. I want things to look bad. But if the service is not running, we'll just flip this over to the healthy. And again, I'll show you why I'm doing this in a couple of minutes. We basically want to force this management pack to create an alert within our operations manager environment. And so let's go ahead and do that. Let's generate an alert for this monitor. Let's set the severity level, priority being high. I can add some additional information to this field. And this is, you know, a lot of work is happening under the covers as we're creating this monitor and setting these fields. There's a lot of code that's going to be generated by MP-Author creating this monitor. And it's all abstracted, so hopefully we provide this in the context of an IT pro. That's something that's understandable and you can work with fluidly. So let's go ahead and select finish. So there we've created a new service monitor for that management pack. Here's where I would define the roll-up algorithm. So typically, we're going to use the worst of roll-up algorithm for the management pack. And we're done. I'm going to hit finish. MP-Author is now going to go and create that management pack based on those selections that we chose during the running of the wizard. It's going to present it to us here in this designer window. And I'm going to spend a little bit more time in the next demo scenario sort of showing you some of the options that are available. In this designer window, we have a lot of capability and flexibility in terms of adding additional objects to the management pack, of looking at what's there, et cetera. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take this management pack, and I'm going to move it to my Operations Manager server. And this is, again, designed to give you sort of an end-to-end view of authoring and adding a management pack. So we'll click on Add. I provide some credentials to attach to my Operations Manager server. Here we're seeing the management pack that we're going to add, plus the references that that management pack has. And if I just expand this out a little bit, you see some of the references that are black-lined out, meaning the local version of that reference management pack that I've used to create the management pack are older than what lives on the server, so it doesn't want to import those. And I got a couple of these referenced management packs that are actually the same version, so we don't even need to import those. So let's select Import. That management pack is now on its way up to our Operations Manager server. We were successful in doing so. So let's jump over to our Ops Manager console. Very, very simple Operations Manager environment. You see I've got two endpoints. They're both healthy, which is great. That's going to change in a little bit, I hope. But let's go over and take a look at that management pack that we imported. It does take a minute or two, usually, for that management pack to get registered in the Ops Manager server and then for the discovery to start and all those other things to begin going. But let's see if we've got that up here yet. Again, that might just take a few seconds to show up. And there it is. And so here's our new service monitor management pack. So it's in Operations Manager. It started the discovery. It started to work. It's beginning to monitor that workstation service that we defined within the management pack. And if we look, for example, at authoring, we can go into and look at the different monitors. We can find that, scroll down and find that Silect monitor that we created. So there, end to end, we've created simple management pack, but showing you using MPAuthor how we can very quickly get a management pack up to discover an application and to monitor a service on that application. Okay, so let's go back to the slides for a second. And we're going to step into demo scenario number two. And so here we're going to create a little bit more of a sophisticated management pack. We're going to create a management pack for an application that has a web reporting front end. It's got a service in the middle tier that does some analysis and some data collection, maybe some aggregation of data. And it's got a database on the back end. And I'm going to show you how we can use MPAuthor to create a management pack to discover each of those three tiers of the application and then monitor those three tiers of the application. So let's go back to our MPAuthor console. I'm going to close this guy down. And let's click on New. So we're going to go through again this introduction of the wizard. Three-tier application. Working on a local folder. Again, automatically adding references to the management pack that we're creating. In this scenario, I'm going to select Distributed Application. So I'm going to select the third option here in terms of which template we want to use. And now what you see is a very similar dialogue as we saw the first time we went to create some targets. But now I have three different tabs across the top, each tab representing one tier of that application. And so for the front end, it's a web reporting front end. And so what I'm going to use to discover that is a WMI setting. So I know my web reporting front end creates an application pool on IIS. I'm going to browse to the system where that application pool exists, and I'm going to pull information out of WMI to create this new target. So let's go ahead and browse. So here's our WMI browser. That's part of MPAuthor. It allows me to look through the WMI database and form WQL statements that I can use as part of this discovery. So it's an IIS application pool. So let me open up the IIS namespace. Let me retrieve the application pool. And if I look at the name, so here are the results of that pull. So here's the name of the application pool within IIS. And down here, I'm going to go and create my WQL statement. You see I'm clicking on a checkbox and then highlighting another field. We do give you a little bit of guidance here in terms of how to actually use this tool to structure your WQL statement. And if you do something invalid, we'll tell you it's invalid before you proceed any further. So here's my WQL statement for discovering the front end of my application. I'm just going to leave the defaults here in terms of not adding any additional properties to this target. We'll enable the WMI target. We'll enable the discovery for this target. We'll leave the default schedule to run every day. And we're done creating the target for the front end of our application. So let's move to the middle tier of the application. The middle tier is a service. So again, I'm going to use a WMI setting to help discover the existence of the service. I'm going to browse my local WMI database. And in this case, I'm going to open up the SIMV2 namespace. I know there's a Win32 service class that is going to have the information I need for defining that service monitor. So let's scroll all the way down, look for Win32 service. Let me retrieve the instances of that class. So here again, we see the results at the top of the screen showing us a lot of services that are installed on the machine. I'm going to sort by display name. Let me scroll down and find the service that represents the middle tier of my application. And just running out of real estate here a little bit. And let me choose, move that back up again. So here I'm going to choose and formulate my WQL statement. Again, choice to add optional properties for this particular target. We're just going to leave the defaults. And as you've seen, as I've gone through each of these wizards, very little sort of typing, very little need for you to enter information or to think about what should this be called or how do I need to set this particular property. We try and really make it accessible and easy for you to follow the rules in terms of creating a management pack. Discovery for that particular target, we'll go ahead and finish that. So now we've created the target and discovery for the middle tier, the service layer of the application. And then last but not least is the back end of the application, which is a database. I know that back end registers something in the registry, so I'm going to use that registry setting for discovering the database. And we've seen this before, so I'm just going to sort of quickly run through creating, looking for the registry key associated with my database. We're going to add that registry key as the target. We'll enable the target, enable the discovery for the target. Again, I'll just check for the existence of that particular key for the discovery. Schedule, finish. So there, at this point, I've created now targets and discoveries for the three tiers of my application. Again, web reporting front end, service middle tier, database back end. Now what I need to do is go on and create monitors. So what is it that I want to monitor? Now that we've done the discovery part, what do we want to manage? How do we want to manage and monitor our application? Well, the front end, again, is a web reporting front end. So let's add a new website monitor to monitor the front end of the application. So here's the URL that it's going to want to pull. So let's just change this to the name of our reporting application, our polling interval. Name, display name, description, the watcher node. So this is the operations manager setting. That's the component that's going to be used as part of this monitor to monitor the accessibility of the website. Again, I'm just going to leave it all with the default values. So there we'll go and create the new website monitor. For the middle tier, it's a service. So I'm going to do what I did before. I'm just going to create a service monitor that's going to monitor the middle tier of the application. I'm going to browse my system where I know that service is installed. I'm going to select the name of the service. We're going to enable the service monitor. I'm going to leave the health states here as they are by default, which is typically what you'd want to do. The service is running. It's in a healthy state. It's not running. It's not healthy. I'm going to generate an alert for this particular monitor, just maybe a warning level alert. I can change the priority. Perhaps I can add some more information here in the description about this as a, you know, this being a bad thing. Finish. So we'll now create the service monitor for the middle tier of the application. And last but not least is the database. And how do we want to monitor the database? Well, let's use a new database monitor to do just that. And the first thing it's going to want to do is ask me the database connection string. Well, let's go ahead and just, I have an instance of SQL Express running on my local machine that I can test. So here, using this wizard, I can go out and actually browse the database that we want to monitor, provide the information, ensure that connection, and ensure everything that I'm inputting as I'm developing this monitor is accurate and appropriate for this particular management pack. I have the option to run a query. So as part of the database monitor, there's a number of different elements that we can monitor as part of the database within Operations Manager. If I wanted to monitor, for example, not only is the database accessible, can I get to that database, can I connect to it, but perhaps I also want to run a query and measure the response time, I can enter a SQL query statement here and provide a timeout value to sort of do some additional or more sophisticated monitoring of that database. So here's a polling interval, so how frequently is this going to be checked? And what are the different warning and error thresholds for the connection time to that database, for the time it's going to take to run that query, and for the time it's going to fetch information from that SQL database? And so we expose all that information. Again, we provide default values for each of those thresholds, which are completely configurable. So if these values don't make sense to you, you by all means can go in here and edit those particular values. Okay, so database monitor, name, again, the watcher node, we'll just use the default watcher node, finish, done. Creating the database monitor. And so that should be, I think we're done. So we've created discoveries, we've created monitors for the three tiers of the application, we'll specify the default rollup algorithm, and we're done. So now MP Author is going to go out and build that management pack. You're going to see a lot more objects within that the management pack. We're going to be returned back to our MP Author designer window, at which point we can add additional elements to the management pack. So I sort of skipped over this the first go-around. I'm going to spend a little bit of time just showing you some of the features of the MP Author designer. And first of all, we see the basic structure of the management pack over here on the left-hand side of the screen. We see the different categories or containers of objects that are common to management packs. If I click on one of these containers, for example, targets, I'll be able to view the targets that are defined within this particular management pack. I'll see some information about those targets. I'll see some properties over on the right-hand side for any of these objects that are selected. And we do expose some of the properties for targets and for other things. You'll see we'll create some events, we'll create some event rules and some performance rules. We do expose some of the properties in our designer. We've had a lot of feedback from the community on MP Author. We've had a tremendous amount of uptake in the product, a large number of downloads. Raul's going to talk about that in a little bit. And I think the most common feedback we've had is allowing you to edit these objects that are already created back in the wizard. So that's feedback that you can probably see coming in the next version of MP Author, is to expose more of the properties in this dialog, but also allow you to relaunch that wizard to go back and edit those properties. So here are, so as I'm looking through this list, if I right-click on one of these objects that we select, you see we have a bunch of options. You know, we can do copy, we can move this information into an Excel spreadsheet, for example, if we need to do some reporting. We also provide the ability to edit the XML. This isn't a great example, but if you do have a scenario that isn't covered by MP Author, if you need to dig into the XML and do a little bit of coding, we do provide you with a basic XML editor, but you do have the facility to add that additional sophistication to your management pack. If I look through the list here, rules, we've got a couple of rules. You see we expose some more properties for rules in this particular view. But anytime I right-click on one of these containers, I'm given a new set of options. And one of the things I'll mention with MP Author, as with all the SciLek products, when in doubt, right-click on it. If you're not sure what to do, you're not sure how to do something, we leverage right-click pretty extensively through most of our products. So right-clicking on, in this case, the rules container, I'm given an opportunity to add new rules to this management pack. And so let's just take a quick look at some of these options. Performance rule, which is a very common element within a management pack. I can, again, browse the system. In this case, we're going to bring back the perfmon information. So I can use existing characteristics, existing attributes on a machine to help me define, in this case, a performance rule. Let's look at the processor. Maybe we want to look at the percent processor time. As you can see, a number of options in terms of exactly what we want to sample, what we want to collect as part of this performance rule. The target here at the bottom will enable the rule. If I want to create a view as part of this performance rule creation, I can do that. If I want to save this to the data warehouse, we give you a checkbox that allows you to do that. Here's a schedule, so let's perhaps just run it on a periodic basis, but I can specify a specific schedule within which I want to collect information for this particular performance rule. And we're done. And the same holds true for event rules. So if I go in here and click a new event rule, again, the browse dialog, here we're going to open up event information that exists on that system that we're browsing. And I can look at the various event logs that are defined. I can look at event sources. So we'll go out and read event sources, help you sort of eliminate, manual errors in terms of perhaps specifying the wrong event source or providing the wrong event ID number. Again, trying to make it very, very easy for you to create all these different types of objects within MPAuthor. So there's a couple rules that we've just added. Similarly for monitors, I think we've seen enough of monitor creation, so I won't go through any of these options. But we do have, again, the ability outside of the context of that initial new wizard to add additional objects to our management packs. We also have the ability to add some views. So if, for example, I wanted to add, I'll take a very simple example here, a new dashboard view. Here is the folder and category information for the dashboard. I can specify a grid size. I'm not sure if I have enough objects here, but I can create some views within Operations Manager as well. And here it's asking me for which view do I want to put in this part of the dashboard. Yeah, I just have the one select generated object here, but so I'm just specifying which particular what items are going to be displayed within this dashboard, will enable the view, et cetera. Okay, so we're done. I think we're done for the most part with the development. Probably one more thing I want to do before I move this management pack up to my Ops Manager environment. One of the other things I like to do is I'm going to come up here and right-click on the management pack and just show you some of the other options, and including the option at the very bottom, which is the best practice analyzer. And so as part of MPAuthor, we've been allowed to redistribute some of the key Microsoft components for management packs to give you, again, a more integrated experience with authoring a management pack. So for example, if I want to run the best practices analyzer before I import this management pack, which is probably a really good idea, it's going to want me to save it first, which is fine. That MPBPA tool is integrated with MPAuthor. When you download MPAuthor, you'll get that tool on your desktop, and you can run the best practice analyzer to do some analysis of that management pack before you move it into your production environment, which is always a good idea. So as I look through the results of the best practice analyzer, a lot of stuff looks good. There are some things here where I should have added some knowledge articles. I can click on that. I can drill down. I can see how my management pack sort of conforms to what Microsoft views as a set of best practices, which is a real good idea to do before you move that into your Operations Manager environment. So I think I'm done. I think I'm done on the dev side. I think I'm ready to move this up to my Ops Manager environment. But before I do that, let's just flip back to my slides and go through demo scenario 3, which is showing you some of the other things that are probably a good idea and some of the other best practices before you move this management pack into your production environment. So I'm going to show you how, I'm going to introduce MPStudio to you at this point in time and show you how MPStudio can help you deploy and provide a framework within which you can safely deploy management packs to Operations Manager. And then in a little bit, I'll show you how we some of the care and feeding of those management packs once they've been deployed. So what I'm going to do with this management pack that we've been working on is I'm going to save it to basically a staging area. I'm going to choose this option to save it to something we call a store. The store is a component of the MPStudio product. It's a version control database. And I'm going to use this as a staging area to put that management pack into that version control database before we move it to our Operations Manager environment. So here it's asking me which folder do I want to put this management pack into our database. Sorry. Let's do this again. There we go. And now, as that's finished saving to the store, I'm going to jump over to my MP Studio console. So MP Studio is a different product from MP Author, but what I will show you is the tight integration between those two products. So here's my MP Studio user interface. I'm looking at several different categories of objects over on the left-hand side of the screen. I've got the store that has some Microsoft Corp management packs. I've got a registered management group down here. I've got a registered file folder down here. So I can work with management packs within MP Author, within MP Studio, from a bunch of different sources. As I was talking, you saw this new management pack show up in my version control database. And this is the MP that we've been working on for some time. So I have the ability within MP Studio to do a bunch of things. I can view information, and let's start with that. Let's take a look at the contents. So similar to MP Author, I can view the contents of a management pack within MP Studio. I can click through and look at different things. And perhaps as part of this exercise, I'm seeing things that are causing me alarm. Perhaps I want to remove some items from this management pack before we actually deploy that within our Ops Manager environment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, first of all, I should have closed this down. So I'm going to close down MP Author. I'm going to right-click on the management pack that's sitting in my staging area. I'm going to select the Edit option. What that's going to do is launch MP Author. It's going to bring up that management pack within the MP Author environment and allow me to make the necessary edits before I move this into production. In this example, I'm just going to quickly delete a monitor or two. So let me just delete. And let me delete one more. I'm going to save that. It's saving that back to the version control database. I'm going to close MP Author. We're going to go back to our MP Studio user interface. And if I do a refresh, we'll now see that new version, that changed version, appears automatically within our version control environment. You see it's got some time and date stamp information on it. As well, as I move across, you see we've automatically detected what's changed in that management pack. So what we've begun to do is to begin to build an audit trail associated with that management pack. And we do have a report that you can access that you could perhaps share with maybe it's a line of business application owner, maybe it's another group, maybe it's an auditing group that needs to know the changes that are happening within your Ops Manager environment. MP Studio and that version control capability allow you to do that, allow you to maintain that change history and generate audit history reports. So that brings us, I think, to the last demo scenario, which is, let's flip back over here. So I'm ready to deploy. I've done the development. I've done some pre-deployment analysis. I've done some editing in MP Author. I'm ready to deploy this thing into my production environment. Actually, one of the things I will do before I deploy it, sorry, I lied. I'm almost ready to deploy this into my production environment. One of the things I'd like to do within this management pack is before I do push it out, I want to create a record of it. I want to document the management pack. So within MP Studio, I'm going to right-click on that management pack. I'm going to choose the document management pack option, and I'm going to create an Excel report that's going to contain information about what's contained within that management pack. So again, another way of creating a document, creating a record of this management pack. It's an Excel spreadsheet that has a number of tabs here across the bottom representing the different objects contained within the management pack. I can post this on a SharePoint site. I can email it out to the appropriate people. So now others within my organization can understand exactly what that management pack is doing within the Ops Manager environment. One of the other things I'll touch on, mention briefly, is a testing harness. So MP Studio includes the ability to test a management pack, which is basically it's a basic simulation of what that management pack is going to do when you deploy it within your environment. So you can begin to learn things like what things are going to be discovered by that management pack, what are some of the perhaps alerts that are going to be generated if I deploy that management pack into production. And the reason we do that, of course, is to help you avoid situations where you push a management pack out and it creates a bunch of events and you're starting to deal with a lot of stuff that you don't have time for. But once that management pack is finished, once it's pushed out to production, I'm going to move down. Let me just minimize my version control database. I'm going to move down to a registered management group. So this is an Ops Manager server that's running that I have access to. And as you can see within MP Studio, I have the ability to do a lot of things with those management packs that are running, and even if they're sealed management packs. So for example, I'm looking at the Windows Server 2012 management pack. And I'm just going to open it up. I'm going to look at, for example, monitors. And one of the features of MP Studio is we have this sort of slice and dice capability where I can look at a report such as monitors. I can break the report up into, slice and dice it based on different categories to allow me to find exactly the types of things that I'm interested in looking for. So it helps me do this analysis of what's in the management pack. Because this is deployed and because this is sealed, if I wanted to create some overrides, so let me go back. Let's do this. Let me select a group of these objects just for the purposes of the demonstration. Perhaps I want to create a bunch of overrides. Perhaps I want to disable a bunch of monitors, in this case, from my management pack. MP Studio gives you a bulk override capability that allows you to very quickly, very easily, for example, disable rules or create other overrides for management packs that are running within your environment. And overrides, of course, would be applied to sealed management packs. So that's one of the features. Let's just cancel out of that. One of the neat features about MP Studio. A lot more of the product. I'm not going to get into too much more detail on MP Studio at this point in time. The last thing I do want to show you before I hand it back to Raoul is another sort of neat feature which allows me to explore workflow tasks. So one of the things I can do with an MP Studio is I can get a report, for example, on all agents running in the Ops Manager environment. And furthermore, I can come down and I can drill down and I can explore the workflow running on a particular endpoint within my environment. So if I want to see what's actually running on that server, what rules are actually running on that server, what's been discovered on that server, I have the ability to do that through MP Studio to explore that workflow. As you can see, it does take a minute or two to come up with this particular report. But as part of this report, I'm seeing a bunch of different things running. I'm going to group this by MP name. And I see that here's our Silex. So this was the management pack that we created in the very first demo scenario. Remember, we created a service monitor. We set the service monitor to generate a critical alert if a service was running. So let's flip back to our Ops Manager console and see if we're in an alert state. We are. Perfect. So that management pack that we created first off is generating a critical alert conditions. If we explore, we can see the fact that that monitor that we created, that service monitor we created in the very first scenario, is causing those systems to go into that critical alert state. And so with that said, I'm going to hand it back to Raoul. Again, we do have a lot of time for questions and answers after the session. But with that, Raoul. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Raoul.
All right, folks. So just to frame this into a conversation, Microsoft has been doing a lot of investments on cloud first and mobile first. That's, you have heard that from Brad Anderson at the keynote just a few days ago. But there is we recognize that there have been some challenges, especially on the management pack authoring. And Liz described some of the investments that we are doing around engineering to make sure that we improve our internal processes for those management packs that are being developed by Microsoft. But for those that are not, we recognize that you, your companies, your organizations have this need to work and come up with these monitoring solutions. And that's where we partner with companies such as Silect to do this work. You have seen the tight integration that we have, for example, around BPA and around some of the reports that MP Author is able to achieve. And that's basically the outcome of this close relationship that we have. So we believe that, again, if you are developing your own management packs and you do require to have very heavy customization, then you may want to perhaps look into the coding options and make sure that you're very familiar with those. We will continue to invest in those areas, as Liz described earlier. Now, if you are in a different spectrum and you need to create some other management packs, as an IT pro, MP Author would be an excellent tool to look into. And Harold described two different tools, right? So he covered MP Author. He went through the first two scenarios about creating a simple management pack and then a multi-tier management pack. But then he also covered MP Studio. And these two different components are different. MP Author is a free downloadable. There is no cost for that. There is a self-service mechanism for getting support on this tool. And MP Author is something that perhaps more complex organizations would like to look into, as this tool helps you really work on the life management of those management packs. So if you have hundreds of management packs and you need to start tracking the versions and how these are being deployed in the different management groups, then you may want to look into this and maybe talk to Harold or someone in his staff about how MP Studio would be able to help you in that space. So we started this project, I think that the tool was released in February this year. Scilex had thousands of individual downloads, thousands so far. And these are just some of the companies that are using today MP Author. And these companies are companies who have had at least three downloads, three different people are using the product in their organization. This is just a very short list of who those companies are. The long tail for these downloads is huge. It's just insanely huge. So by all means, I encourage you guys to look into this tool and to discover how this could actually help you in your business. A few pointers before we actually jump into Q&A. By all means, go to Scilex booth, which is in the System Center management area. Do look into the two URLs that you have on the screen. That's where you can actually get this tool or get a requested trial for MP Studio. And then finally, if there is any feedback support, please reach out to the support alias that we have for Scilex. So with that, let's start some Q&A. Do we have some questions on the audience? Yes.
My question concerns, you have the built-in authoring templates that, for the demo purposes. I know you guys are doing a real basic demo.
Yes.
But I'm trying to understand the benefit of using MP Author for a basic service monitor versus going through your wizards.
I can take that. So the question, let me repeat that, is like, why would I use MP Author as opposed to use the Microsoft tools? Well, MP Author essentially gives you a very tight integration with the system, and it's basically ability to discover the management components and create the management pack in that way. Microsoft is supporting this tool as the one way to create management packs without writing codes. I'm not sure if you want to add to that.
Yeah, the other thing is that we've been integrating some of the templates into MP Author. So the database monitor, for example, and the website monitor is using the Microsoft templates. And we'll continue to look at integrating. We've had requests to do others. And that's the other thing is that with the product, it's in constant development. So if people contact us and say, this is what we'd like to see, we take the list and we work with Microsoft and we say, okay, which ones make most sense to add in the next version. So there will be an upcoming release. And if there's anything you want to see in MP Author, let us know. I'm sure Microsoft works the same way. Our release schedule is just a little bit quicker than what Microsoft's is.
Please do send feedback. We do pay attention to that, and we work together to make sure that we prioritize the requests accordingly. So thank you, Paul.
And one quick second question. The authoring console, the old authoring console, is that now no longer supported, or what's the story on that?
Okay.
Authoring console on on-prem, it is still supported. We will still continue to invest in it. MP Author is replacing the Visio Management Pack Designer. So that tool has been deprecated, and I don't think you'll miss it at all. So,
okay, that kind of answers some of my question. SCOM admins have been frustrated for years because of the authoring tab creates illegible rules and monitors that are very hard to decipher what they actually do. We have used the authoring console, the visuals, as a bridge to Visual Studio to create an easy way to be able to author management packs. And I had envisioned MP Author as replacement for the 2007 authoring console, but was quite dismayed to see the illegibility of the rules and monitors, because we're back to the authoring tab.
Yeah, so I can take that. I mean,
Could you repeat the question? Just
sure. So the question is that Tom's concern was with the names that are being generated. And if you see on the screen, some of them have long GUIDs associated with them and so on. Others don't, but some of them do. And the reason for that is that whenever we use the Microsoft template, it's actually generating the names that are associated with it, and it's a function mm-hmm. of the template. So that's sort of a request to Microsoft to basically make a better technique of generating names for the templates. Mm-hmm.
I think something we'll put in the list.
Yeah, right. So we can discuss it with Microsoft for the next release and see if there's any way that we can work with the templates to generate better names.
Thank you, Paul.
I have two questions. The first one was, in the MP Author, you had the references tab, but when you're about to push your completed management pack up to your management server, it shows you some of the management packs that it won't push, and you can deselect ones that are equivalent. Right. Is there a way to is it a best practice maybe to make your authoring console equivalent as far as what's on the management server? Is there a way to do that?
The Microsoft authoring console, or
no? I think the question is around. In my demonstration, I was showing I had a different version of the reference management packs than what was on my Ops Manager server. So I think the question is there a best practice? Should those be in sync? So.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, for MP Studio customers, what we recommend is the first thing they do with a management pack is as soon as they get it, they put it into our store so that they can keep track of it. What we found with a lot of customers is before they use products like MP Studio or start getting concerned with lifecycle management, they just load the management packs on the server and then they can't find them again. And it's difficult for sealed managements in particular because you can't get sealed management packs off of the server again. So the best practice is everything goes into the store if you're using the Silect MP Studio.
But for MP Author, I guess for MP Author specifically, Paul, is there a way that a user can, just using MP Author, sync with the appropriate versions of sealed management packs from Microsoft?
The appropriate sealed ones are the base set is distributed for the 2012 RTM release. And that's what we have permission to distribute from Microsoft. We don't have permission to distribute any of the later ones, so maybe that's something that we can look at to make sure that we have a complete set or that we have make accessible to the users a complete set. It's always been an issue, is getting the sealed management packs has always been difficult for our users in general, because they're only distributed on the SCOM distribution media with 2012. Previously, they had been installed to the file system, and now we're talking to customers, we know that a lot of them have problems finding it, but we can work on that and come up with a solution.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Second question was about MP Studio. I noticed that in your demo it was kind of just a local copy. Can it be shared amongst a group? Like, I have some colleagues here that we all might be writing management packs. I might want to work on a version that somebody else wrote. Type of thing.
Absolutely. So MP Studio, it's using a SQL backend. It's multi-user. You can actually define users and roles within that version control database, but absolutely it is multi-user accessible. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think there's a question over on the gentleman was next.
Quick question. Number one request from end user is what's being monitored on my server today? Microsoft could never really present anything readable, easy to follow format other than hundreds of lines of XML code that nobody can read other than us. How this tool will help us, I guess, as provide the end user, here's what's being monitored in your server.
Well, you saw the report that Harold did the demo of. Does that meet your requirements? That's within MP. Are you talking about MP Studio or MP Author? Sorry.
I guess whichever, which is easier to use, I guess.
Yeah, so MP Studio has the workflow analysis. And what we're doing in that case is we're running the task that Microsoft created and generates the XML, and then we're integrating it in with our own data regarding the management packs that we load from the SDK and presenting the report that we do about what rules, monitors, and discoveries are running on your specific server. What did you want in addition to that?
I mean, really just seeing pretty much everything that's running on the box, whether it's a sealed management pack or it's something that you've added as an add-on through unsealed management.
Yeah, so that's what the workflow is meant to do, and if you go up to the website, you can request an evaluation copy, and you can get a demo scheduled over a webinar. We do that regularly.
Maybe what I'd like to also stress is MP Author and MP Studio have capabilities that do not necessarily overlap. Right. You would like to, I mean, regardless, if you are doing MP management pack authoring, you would like to use MP Author for that part of the workflow. If you need to start managing these management packs, start documenting them, that's when you start using capabilities on MP Studio. We realize that not every single organization requires the entire suite of features, and I think that's why Cylink decided to go into that way of breaking this into different buckets. Yep. That makes sense.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
So my first question on this is with MP creation within SCOM, if you have a one-off application that's created by your company, their developers, for example, there's plenty of ways that you can monitor said application using MP Author, I would assume. Mm-hmm. Can you look at log files? That's one of the things that didn't really just kind of pop out when you were showing your demo.
The event logs?
Well, you can, I think log files, event logs, but application log files.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how about scripts?
Yeah, you'd have to do a PowerShell monitor to do that. But yeah, it is possible to do that, and I'm sure you can find code snippets. Okay. Around using PowerShell. I mean, PowerShell, that's the other thing. It's mobile. It's mobile and it's the cloud, but it's also PowerShell is sort of the glue that ties everything together. And I think we've discussed that, future investments, PowerShell makes a lot of sense. Some PowerShell capability in there. Yeah. We didn't do a sample of it.
I didn't demonstrate, but you can create both script discovery as well as script monitors within MP Author.
What about third parties such as Java, Adobe, any of those type of things that may be running background tasks as well?
I think that's something that we'd like to discuss and take maybe offline and discuss a little bit more about what the potential scenarios.
Okay.
So, I mean, if we can have a conversation after the presentation, that would be great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another question here.
So you've had a webinar already and received some feedback. Can you give us an idea of what we should expect in the next version, like maybe a process monitor as being one of the templates you're going to?
I would rather not to go too deep into futures capabilities until I guess those capabilities get finally
committed.
We're
still working on the list. If you have some ideas, send them in, because now's the time. I mean, we've got some. I mean, one simple one that was the ping template, for example. I mean, that probably will.
But yeah, we'd love that feedback. If you can provide us with that, okay. Any description of those features would be helpful.
The way we're working on this is we're working close, like on a weekly basis, in terms of what should get into MP Author and what should not, I guess. So it's very relevant to the discussion that that you send us to us, and so we can help prioritize. All right.
Does Cylect offer some sort of a tap program where people can look at beta and give direct feedback to the team?
Feedback or for downloading the tool? MP Author there is no charge for MP Author.
No, I mean, can you get into the beta and provide feedback?
Like an early access?
Version?
The release cycle is really quick, so I don't think that, I mean.
We typically send out a few betas if people are interested. We found in general sometimes we don't get feedback quick enough from beta customers, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested, you know, we'd love to have people to helping us test the product and make it better. So if you want to support at Scilec.com and just say you were at the talk and you want to be a beta tester.
Please follow offline so we can actually understand the actual need for that. So that would be great. Thank you. Any other questions? All right. So so with that, let me kind of just connect the what the goals for the session were. We presented today the investments that we're doing as Microsoft in terms of management packs and which are the options for authoring management packs. So we cover what we're doing in-house, and we also cover some of the tools that are available with Scilec. The big takeaways is if you're a non-coder, you should absolutely look into MPAuthor as one of the tools for doing this. If you're a coder, then you should look into MPAuthor and see if that will actually fit your needs. If it doesn't, look into the MP Visual Studio authoring extensions. And again, this will vary from project to project, company to company, but certainly look into that. And then final but not least, if you have very complex needs in terms of managing the life cycles of management pack, look into MP Studio and connect with Scilec for a trial or some other way to evaluate the product. I would like to mention we have some other sessions and content available for regarding to Operations Manager. The first session is the one that we just delivered. There was a session yesterday, but there is one which is the second session, 381, that's going to be today shortly.
Just to quickly add, we have the OM overview session later today, and we also have a huge announcement that we are making in the advisor session. It was a huge investment that we did. I think it's tomorrow. I don't remember the exact time for it, but you should definitely go check it out. We are very excited to show you the capabilities.
And the other thing is, if you are Microsoft alumni, you probably have recognized that most of the System Center partners are actually in one particular area. So there is a promotion going on today that basically you could actually win an Xbox if you go and talk to these partners. So please do take advantage of that opportunity. The Xbox One is going to go out today sometime in the afternoon, and you do need to be present in order to win. More resources. The final very important thing to do is complete the evaluation for this session. Bringing a partner here requires that, you know, it basically is because of you. If this was a useful session for you, or if it wasn't, do please fill out the survey. It's very, very important for us as we plan ahead for the next events, for the partner conference, and also for the ticket in Barcelona this coming October. So this is the code for the session. And with that, if you have any closing, Harold, I think we're good.
No,
all right, good.
Well,
perfect. We have 2 minutes. We are finishing on time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.